Hey, it's time for Vets Info on the Air, heard every Monday morning at this time, featuring Josh Benega, Lac La Parle County Veteran Service Officer. This program brought to you by the Dawson VFW Strand Sabo Post 5247 and Madison VFW Lac La Parle County Post 1656. Two great service organizations which operate facilities in both communities, organizations that are proud to be of service to this area in a variety of ways. Now, Vets Info on the Air.
And let's say good morning to Josh Benega, Lac La Parle Veteran Service Officer. How you doing there, Josh?
I'm warming up.
That's good. That's kind of hard to do these days here at the moment. Going to be about 3 days in the 40s later this week, though. So
that's all right. Get rid of this snow.
That's right. Won't last long, I don't think so. But
I got my snowblower out, and I gave it a little workout this weekend. But, nice to get the first one out of the way.
Yeah. I was down in the cities, and they didn't really get anything down there. But when I got home, I had to shovel my walk so I could get from my garage to the house. So,
and I heard that your snowblower was working, too.
My snowblower was working. Everything was all done when I got there. So, right. It started just fine.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to talk about our topic of the day. Before we do that, let's salute a veteran, shall we?
Today we're saluting Tech 4 Warner Henry Eggbaum. Warner was born on November 13th, 1918 in Lac La Parle County, Minnesota, passed away on February 25th, 1965. He entered active duty on April 29th, 1942 in Fort Snelling in the United States Army, was honorably discharged 73 years ago today at Camp Atterbury, Indiana on November 19th, 1945. He was a cook with Company B of the 820th Battalion, spent 9 months in Europe during World War II. Took part in battles and campaigns of the Rhineland, Central Europe, and Ardennes. Some medals and ribbons that he earned were the European-American or European-African Middle Eastern Theater Service Ribbon with 3 Bronze Service Stars, American Theater Service Ribbon, Good Conduct Medal, the World War II Victory Medal. He was a marksman with the M1 rifle, and he was an expert with the grenades. And received a lapel button, too, for honorable service. So we thank you, Warner, for your service and sacrifice to this great nation, because, as we all know, freedom is not free.
All right. Salute to the vets.
Absolutely.
Of course, it was a couple weeks ago was Veterans Day.
Last weekend was Veterans Day, wasn't it? Yep.
Yeah, okay.
But every day is Veterans Day in my office.
That's right. Well, I hope everybody had a chance to take in one of the programs someplace. I know Greg Schmidt did a good job here.
Yes, he did.
All right. Well, let's hit our topic today. The VA has taken a key step to improve its website, providing veterans an enhanced digital customer experience. That's good.
There was a November 13th press release on VA.gov discussing changes made to their VA.gov website for hopefully a better experience when navigating and obtaining personal information. VA took a key step in its digital modernization effort by revamping its website, which is accessed by 10 million customers per month who use VA's tools and content online. To improve this experience, VA's Veteran Experience Office and VA Digital Service gathered feedback from more than 5,000 veterans, service members, their families, caregivers, and survivors. A lot of these customers said that they were having frustrating experience encountering a complicated collection of websites, forms, logins, and tools. And through feedback, VA learned that many of them struggled to find what they needed. So by listening to veterans and working across VA organizational boundaries, the new VA.gov website shifts from a VA as an organization to a customer service first platform. New site contains a homepage content that focuses on the top 20 tasks that 80% of VA customers need. The ability to log in to receive a personalized experience and easy to understand plain language content. Logged in customers will find a dashboard summarizing the current status of services they receive from VA, whether those services are provided by the Veterans Health Administration, like prescription refills, or Veterans Benefits Administration, such as claim status. Customers can also update their contact information in one location rather than visiting multiple VA websites or making multiple calls. They're demonstrating that it's possible for federal agencies to give the American people an online experience they expect and deserve. VA has been identified as the co-lead of the White House cross-agency priority goal in improving customer service. I go to this website at least 4 times a day. The revamping is still new to me, so it's going to take some getting used to. But
the work's pretty good.
It does. It does. Okay. I haven't tried logging in for any of my personal health information or claim information, but I've, they combined vets.gov, va.gov, e-benefits, My Healthy Vet, things like that, to hopefully one main location, so it's easier than
one-stop shopping.
Yep, remembering all these passwords, all these different websites.
That's my problem. The website works great, but then I forget how to get into it. So
yeah,
should write these things down.
You should.
Yeah.
Write them down. Don't type them down.
I try to use the same password for stuff that isn't important, you know. So mm-hmm. it's, a lot of times they want some character in there. Or they want lowercase or uppercase. So, you know.
Uppercase, one special character.
Right.
And then if it's too similar to the one you just used.
That's right. Then you got to start over again. So,
you got to think of something else.
And so write it down.
Yes.
Yeah. That's my advice.
Write it down.
I don't
in
do
a
it. But,
secure location.
That's right. But, for something, if it isn't all that important, you know. Like I say, use the same password all the time,
yep.
But it's easy to remember. So, not for your bank account, maybe, or something.
No, probably not.
Yeah.
But for more information, you can go to va.gov on the internet. And, of course, you can contact our office. There's probably a link on the Veterans Linkage line as well.
Well, that number is handy right there. And on your sleeve.
Yes, 1-888, and on my vest, too.
That, too.
1-888-LINK-VET, 1-888-546-5838, or on the website, minnesotaveteran.org. And, of course, you can contact our office in the lower level of the courthouse.
Garden level?
Yeah.
Well, probably not anymore. Garden's pretty well gone for the
frozen
season.
Frozen produce?
Yeah, frozen. Level? We'll call it the frozen produce level from there. That's a good idea. Yeah.
Yep. Normal hours, we're open 8:30 to 4:30 Monday through Friday, but I'll be out a lot of this week for trainings and meetings, but so it behooves somebody to call. And, of course, we're closed Thursday and Friday for
the observance
of Thanksgiving.
Holiday. Mm-hmm.
So hopefully everyone has a good Thanksgiving, and if you have any questions, give us a call, 598-3445.
All right, and if anybody is looking for a place to have a good Thanksgiving meal when they're all alone or something, veterans or otherwise, or at Faith Lutheran Church, they're going to be having several churches going together to serve a Thanksgiving meal, and I know they're doing one over in Marietta. Troy and Barb Hoyle's going to do one over there too, so a couple of opportunities, so no need to be lonely on Thanksgiving.
No.
No, all right.
It's time for gathering.
That's right. It is. And giving thanks.
Yes.
That's why they call it Thanksgiving.
That's right.
I figured that. Okay. Very good. Thanks, Josh.
Thank you.
Josh Benega, Lackbarrow Veteran Service Officer with Vets Info on the Air this morning here on Q92. Heard every Monday morning.
Vets Info on the Air is heard every Monday morning at this time on Q92. Brought to you by Madison VFW, Lackbarrow County Post 1656 and Dawson VFW, Strand Sable Post 5247. Join us again next Monday morning, same time right here for Vets Info on the Air.